Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
I tell you, the dream job is to be going for a grand slam against England on St. Patrick's weekend, isn't it, in Twickenham?
And that's this English team in particular, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But in the normal world, for most of us, is a dream job just an unattainable ambition that makes us feel bad about ourselves, or is it a motivator to go for that dream job? Well, according to really interesting recent research, 7 in 10 workers admitted they're not in their dream job right now. Over half don't believe they ever will be, and nearly half revealed that they don't believe a dream job exists at all. Well, career coach Angela Burke is with me now. Angela, that is pretty depressing, that research.
It doesn't sound great, does it? It doesn't make you want to jump out of bed tomorrow morning.
Yeah. I mean, what do you make of the dream job, or what do you tell people who say, I want a dream job, but I don't know if it exists?
Well, I would take quite a practical approach to this. So let me kind of flip it on its head a bit, right? So I think we're focusing a little bit too much on the dream job being the vocation, right? So thinking about the vocation, thinking about the job title, rather than thinking about the dream situation. So bear with me. What I mean about this is if we all think about why we work, right? I mean, 90% of us, I would say, work for a living, right? We want an income. But if you take it a little bit further, right, rather than thinking of the dream job, the dream title, thinking about what your dream situation is, it's all about figuring out, well, what do you actually want? And actually, an awful lot of people, bar outside of knowing that they want income, they don't actually know what they need from their job. And therefore, you know, they're focusing completely on the job title. Whereas if you actually figure out, based on the stage of life you're at the moment, what do you actually need from your job, need from your career, then pick a job around that, then you're going to be getting closer to your dream situation. And I think that's more practical than dream job, if that makes sense.
Not really. And
Sarah, how rude.
Sorry.
That makes complete sense.
Excuse me, Angela. Excuse me, Cormac. I was going to say, you've done a very good job trying to explain it. I'm sure this is my own fault. But when you say, like, rather than pick a dream job, pick what you want to do, what's the difference?
So not even pick, let me take it down a layer, right? So not even
thanks.
Like move away from, no, we're good. Move away from the job title. So rather than thinking I want to be an astronaut, rather than thinking, I want to be a singer, think about, well, what do you need from your job? So let me give you a couple of examples, right?
Yeah.
Someone earlier in their career, what do they need? They need experience. They probably need a job that gives them that sense of social life, freedom, more so kind of building their experience, connecting with people, right? Take someone then maybe who is in their 30s and they're going for a mortgage. What do they need from their job? They need security and they probably need a good salary because they want to get a mortgage, right? Someone then that's becoming a parent, they want flexibility. So rather than focusing too much on what is the job title, if you think about what do I actually need from my job,
okay,
and then what kind of job will give me what I need at that stage of my life.
Okay, it's not very romantic now what you're describing. It's very practical, and there's a lot to be said for that, because if you get, as you say, if you get all those things that you actually need, if you get the right balance of work and something that's going to give you experience and all that, I can see how that would be very satisfying in your life as a sort of a life experience, but it might not be necessarily a dream job. Some texts on this, lots of interesting texts. Kate now, I don't think she did exactly what you're suggesting, Angela, because she retrained as a dog groomer 8 years ago. She opened her own dog grooming salon, and she says she's never been happier in her life. She says she literally skips to work every morning. Another person says, I'm 30 and I still haven't figured out what I want to be when I grow up. My current job is fine. My previous jobs have been fine, but nothing close to my dream job, whatever that might be. You know, so there's a real sense of dissatisfaction there, I think, in that, from that text, or just, not knowing which direction to go or how to go about it.
Not to worry, because I'm 42 and I still don't know what I want to do when I grow up.
But you know, there is a danger as well with kind of leaning into the dream job too much, because when you think about it, just say you want to be, I don't know, an astronaut, right? Like, you could want to be an astronaut and that's all good and well, but you could also want to be at home every evening having dinner with the kids, and that's a pretty long commute, you know? And the other thing about leaning into your passion is, it's your passion. But then at the end of the day, the passion element of that job could maybe actually, when it becomes a job, it only takes up 20% of your job. But then there's the admin, there's the research, there's all the other side of things
and
that
also
you spend your time
could,
doing.
You could be in your dream job, but in a nightmare scenario. So I keep telling my wife I'm going to start my career soon as a struggling writer. Now, that might be a dream job, but if it doesn't pay the bills, it's a nightmare scenario, isn't it? So what's your advice for that in that situation?
Well, that's going back to your needs. It's really going back to being very clear. Like, and Sarah, you alluded to it earlier in terms of, is that a bit romantic? I think it's romantic if you have 10 needs and you're trying to find a job that suits those 10 needs. But if you're very clear on what are my non-negotiables at this stage in my life, what exactly are my needs? And it might be three things. It might be I need flexibility. I need to earn a certain amount of money. And you know what? I need experience to get me to the next level. That's pretty attainable, you know?
Here are my needs, right? I want flexibility. I want at least 250,000 a year. I want a 4-day week. And I want to be at home every evening at 5 o'clock.
No, they're your dreams, Cormac. Dreams that will never happen.
Come on, Angela.
We might need to do a little bit of bridging of the gap there now, Cormac.
No, actually, just to some of your points there, actually, another person here, Christiane in Wicklow, has texted to say, I get to do my dream job through my voluntary work, animal care at the DSPCA. Yeah. Sometimes voluntary work affords people the opportunity to live out their dream jobs. And maybe that's sort of what you're talking about there. You could have the practical element, Angela, that address your needs and then do your dream job outside of the 9 to 5.
Then she has a real job as well.
And actually, you'll find a lot of the time, like some people would say, they'd actually have a passion project that they want to pursue. And I would say, well, look, keep the 9 to 5, pursue the passion project on the side. And therefore you're keeping both of them. And then naturally that passion project, it might turn into a revenue stream and it might not. But actually sometimes people find just having that sense of fulfillment will do the job. But then others will find actually, no, I want to turn it into the passion, into like a financial stream. And there comes a time when you can do that then without kind of risking
it all and getting
yourself
into the nightmare scenario that Cormac's talking about. Just one more for now. Mairead in Kildare says, I used to always say I wanted to work in a library. Now I do. I run a branch library, so I could say I am in my dream job. So some people just go for it and it all works out. But some really good advice, Angela, there.
Get back to me, Angela,
practical
on that one.
Advice.
Angela, get back to me on that one, will you?
Angela Burke is a career coach. Thank you very much for joining us this evening.